Hey there, guys. Welcome to a brand new episode of Nerd Empire Wrestling, guys. I'm your host, Jose Jimenez. And it feels good to be back, guys. I promised you a lot more episodes, and I'm going to actually deliver on that promise and continue giving you guys a lot more episodes. I got something new that I'm going to start, guys. I know you guys been, if you guys haven't been following my social media, I'm going to start something brand new called Wrestler Spotlight. So just to give you guys a brief breakdown of what Wrestler Spotlight is going to be, it's going to be some episodes of some up-and-coming wrestlers or some of the wrestlers that are being indies, NXT, AEW, or guys that are really floating around the independents and that are going to be most likely coming up one of these days on one of your major TV networks with either NJPW, AEW, WWE, or some of the, or even ROH, some of the other promotions that we do have on television. But what I'm going to be doing is I'm going to be breaking down their careers, talking about some of the best matches they had, their title reigns, some of the feuds that I would like them to see with, or some of the feuds that they had in the past. Just overall, you know, giving you guys my thoughts and opinions on what I think the future holds for these guys and how they've been doing in their respective organizations and what the future has to hold for them moving forward and wherever they do decide to land at, which is which it could be with some of the big major promotions out there or in the indies. But it's something that I wanted to try. I know a lot of people always ask me at work or at, you know, on the street or even when I hang out with my friends, you know, what I think about these wrestlers and, you know, what are my thoughts and opinions? How is their title reign? Could this match have been better? Or, you know, overall, what else can we celebrate about these athletes? And I wanted to kick off the first episode with Johnny Gargano. And I was listening to a podcast a couple days ago when they were talking about Johnny and his reign or his career on NXT. And there was a few things that I wanted to give my thoughts and my opinions on. You know, I don't get me wrong. I think Johnny is one of the greatest NXT superstars to ever suit up a pair of boots. Zip up a pair of boots on NXT. I really, really mean that from the bottom of my heart. Do I think he's the greatest NXT superstar? No. But I do think he's in the top five. And if someone was to ask me what number will I have Johnny Gargano in the top five, I'm going to say number two. Now, everybody's wondering who will I have number one. Well, number one, I would still have Finn Balor. The reason why I think Finn Balor is the person that took NXT to the next level and really made it a household name. He took a NXT title belt that not many people had a lot of faith in and took it to places that are unimaginable and to actually where we have it today. And that was all of the success of Finn Balor and the trust that Triple H had in Finn Balor to take the company to new heights where pretty much to where we have it today. And guys like Johnny and guys like, you know, Adam Cole and Ricochet and Velveteen Dream, these and Ciampa, these are guys that are continue taking the company to new heights and new levels. And the reason I put Finn Balor is not because I'm biased. Everybody that knows me personally know how big of a fan Finn Balor that I am. But it's not because of a fan aspect. I just think he's one of the greatest NXT superstars ever. And I don't think anybody will surpass him at number one. And I'm not going to say there never will be, but as of right now, the only person that I think could pass him up as number one could be Adam Cole. And that all depends on how long he's going to spend or how much more time he will spend on NXT and what else he's going to be able to do as NXT champion. And what I mean by that is what other feuds he's going to take on, how many title defenses he's going to have, and how many days is he's going to hold the title for. I think if I'm correct, Finn had it for 292 days. That's amazing. But, you know, just to get a little bit back on Johnny, you know, I think Johnny has had a great, great NXT career. One of my favorite feuds of all time, which I had the honor of being there, or feuds and matches, was his feud with CN. I think that was probably one of the greatest matches, if not the best match on NXT ever. At a takeover, I mean, that match had everything you wanted in there. Suspense, drama, you know, had you on the edge of your seat. You know, everybody expected CM to drop that night in Philadelphia, and he didn't. You know, don't get me wrong. I know there was some interference from Selena in the match, but that did not cause Johnny the title opportunity. They battled for a good 40, 45 minutes, and they left it all in the ring. I mean, Johnny came to wrestle that night. And let me tell you, this is probably the best I've seen Johnny. And out of all the takeovers that I've been to, and I've been to mostly every single takeover Johnny has performed. If I'm correct, I think Johnny has done 11 takeovers so far. And I've been to 9 or 10. You know, and that's one of the reasons why I call myself Machi Takeover. You know, for people that don't know me, you know, Machi is my nickname, and that's something that close family and friends do call me. So that's the reason why sometimes you'll see me say Machi Takeover when I attend one of these takeovers, either in the state of New Jersey or out of the state of New Jersey. But you know, just to kick it off with one of his greatest matches, I still think his one of his best matches, if not, like I said earlier, the greatest NXT match was between him and CN. I think him and Andrade just took the main event to a new level. And I know a lot of people are wondering, like, hey, why not Ciampa and Johnny? Well, you know, I think Ciampa and Johnny is one of the greatest feuds of all time. You know, they had some amazing matches. I was there for all of them. I was there for the street fight. I was there for the Last Man Standing match in Brooklyn. You know, I was there for the one in New Orleans where if Johnny lost, he was left and leaving NXT forever. And he actually came out victorious in that match and got reinstated back to NXT. It's I mean, don't get me wrong. They have taken it to new levels nobody would probably ever take it to. And I don't think there ever be a bigger feud between any NXT superstars besides Johnny and Ciampa. I mean, don't get me wrong, I know Johnny right now is feuding with Adam Cole, which has me super interested and super stuck to my TV every single week on NXT TV, because they're just doing things that are super throwbacks, and it's just like, you know, must-watch TV. And I cannot wait for their second 2 out of 3 falls match. Unfortunately, I won't be attending that in Toronto. I'll be a spectator and watching it on television, but I think it's going to be a treat. And watch out, man. This might surpass the Johnny and CN match as one of the greatest matches of all time. We're just going to have to sit back and see. And I'll definitely give you guys my thoughts and opinions on the entire pay-per-view, but specifically on that match to see if it definitely overseed my expectations on what I think is the greatest NXT match of all time. But yeah, you know, I know there's a little bit beef here of, is Johnny one of the greatest? Like I said earlier, he is. My only problem with Johnny is that he's never had long title defenses. And this is the reason why I don't put him at number one. You know, Johnny has had the North American title, and sorry, he hasn't defended it on NXT. I mean, at a takeover. After he won it, he lost it on NXT TV tapings to Velveteen Dream. So there wasn't no extensive rematch with Ricochet. There wasn't no big defenses with other talent. There wasn't no other build-ups and feuds. So that left me a little stale. Johnny wins the tag match with him and Ciampa. They end up losing it again. There's not, you know, yeah, they had some great, you know, fuse with the Revival, and they had some fuse with the Authors of Pain, but we all knew the money feud was going to be between them two, so it was only a matter of time before those guys broke up. We saw single superstars in either one of them. You know, Ciampa had something, Johnny had something, and I just knew when I first went to watch their first takeover, which was Takeover Brooklyn 2, when they also did another 2 out of 3 falls matches against the Revival, I knew, number one, it was a matter of time before they got the tag belts, And number two, it's only a matter of time before these two guys go on their solo career. And I think we got a taste of that during the Cruiserweight Classic. And we saw how good both of these guys are. And how crazy it would be if they both were to feud against each other. And our dream came true after NXT Chicago when Ciampa turned his back on Johnny and gave him a ruthless beating that Johnny never forgot. But just to go back into the title picture with Johnny, and like I said earlier, this is the reason why I can't put him on number one. He never had any big title defenses. Every title that he's held, he only had it for, you know, a few months or even a month or a few weeks, and then he ended up losing it. He won the NXT World Heavyweight title, which was the defining moment in his career, against Adam Cole WrestleMania weekend at NXT New York in the first 2 out of 3 falls. And I was so wept up with emotion because I was so happy for Johnny. You know, this is a guy who's been an underdog his whole life, and I'm pretty sure he had people tell him that he's never going to make it to where he wants to be, and he's never going to be a champion, and all he's ever going to be is somebody that's going to come and fill in and be on either SmackDown or on Raw as a jobber for some of the other top superstars. And he's definitely crushed all those expectations and more. You know, how can you not respect a guy like that? You know, but for me to put Johnny at one, I would have loved to see him had more title defenses with either one of those belts, and bigger feuds. I would have liked to see more of a storyline with some of the other people. I know his third biggest storyline was with Aleister Black, which was, you know, he had a wonderful match at NXT TakeOver LA War Games, where it left everybody talking. But the one thing that I want to touch on too is, I heard this in another podcast, and they were also, you know, talking about, and I'll mention a podcast, it's two of my good friends, Big Heck and Gene, and Big Heck and Wade Adventures. You know, shout out to you guys. But I know there was a conversation between both of those guys, and I think, I remember if it was Gene or Hector, but just to touch on a little bit on what both of them said was, number one, I know Wade said that Johnny always has a great takeover match and a great, you know, main event, and he's always the guy that makes the match. That was the one of the things that I disagreed with him on. Johnny, yeah, don't get me wrong, Johnny's a freak talent. He's a one of a lifetime talent. Any match you put him on, you're going to get a 5-star match, in my humble opinion. That's how good Johnny Gargano is. But I think it was unfair to say that it was the matches were great because of him. I highly disagree with that. I mean, the feuds that he's had, look at the guys that he's been in the ring with some of those feuds. I mean, CN, come on. Like, the guy has wrestled around the world. He started one of the biggest factions in New Japan, which is Los Ingobernables as La Sombra. Like, I mean, when I first saw CN sign with the WWE, I was like, this guy's going to be the next big thing. I was like, he has it all. He can do lucha. He can do in-ring. He can grapple. I mean, he can do it all. He's fantastic. And Johnny has had, you know, feuds with him. Johnny's has wrestled Aleister Black, who's incredible. You know, I don't need to go into detail on how good Aleister Black is. Ricochet. Like, look at the match he had with Ricochet on Rumble weekend in Arizona. Like, shit. Incredible. Ciampa. Like, what more can I say? These two guys are brothers. You know, I'm not brothers in real life, but, you know, they're very close where, you know, blood can't make it any closer. And they both have this synchronization in the ring that's unreal, like none other. You know, he's also wrestled Velveteen Dream. You know, these are, you know, Johnny has had some great dance parts. Adam Cole, like, these are all guys who are also amazing performers in their own right. So I felt like it was a little fair to say that all these matches were great just because of Johnny. No. He had a great dance partner. He had somebody who told also their side of the story in the ring equally with Johnny and also held their own performing with a guy like Johnny Gargano. So I think it was a little unfair to say that. And also, I know Big Heck kind of said Johnny will get lost in the shuffle when he moves up to the main roster. I think that's also something very unfair to say. We don't know what's going to happen when Johnny moves up to the main roster. We really don't know. But every time I do see Johnny Gargano, I think of Daniel Bryan. I think of an undersized guy, that no one gave a chance to, that wasn't supposed to be in this spot, wasn't supposed to, win all these titles and make all this noise at NXT, and now comes up to the main roster. And what, he's supposed to get lost? He's not supposed to get used? No, Johnny has a big following. I think, I would love to see Johnny kind of work his way up. And what I mean by that is I would start Johnny over in 205 Live. I know a lot of people are going to give me shit about this, but this is just the way I feel his journey should go. I think Johnny should go to 205 Live. I think Johnny should be what Neville was to that division. I think he should go down there and he should, fight for the title right away, maybe win it right away. Take that division to the next level. And the reason I say that is I wouldn't mind seeing Johnny come up as a heel, not as a face. I would throw him in there and I would maybe have him attack Gulak or have him attack a face like Mustafa Ali if they would decide to bring Mustafa Ali back down to 205 Live just to really bring some more relevance to that division and kind of save that show because I think it has a lot of promise and it can do a lot of great things if you start, if you start developing talent through SmackDown and through Raw and then also placing them back on 205 Live so they can continue running the show. I would love to see Johnny one day just attack Mustafa Ali if Mustafa is the champion. Imagine the matches those two guys would have as a heel. Johnny Gargano, that'd be amazing. But I think that'll be a great place for him to start. And then boom, just do like you did with Cedric and Mustafa, move him into the main roster. And the reason I mention that is TV time is hard to come by now. There's too much talent on the roster. It's going to be hard to break up that time to have him on television, for him to wrestle and stay fresh and also have good storylines. I think that hour show would be very similar to what he's doing on NXT TV right now, and he can get his TV time and he can also have a belt that has a lot of significance and importance that he can also wrestle on one of the pay-per-views and defend it, just like Gulak just did recently against Tony Nese in Extreme Rules. I can see them hopefully doing that with Giant to keep him relevant, keep him on television, and then later on, boom, segue right into the main roster, the way Mustafa did. If Mustafa didn't get hurt, Mustafa might be the world heavyweight champion right now. He might be the one going to SummerSlam against Randy Orton, not Kofi Kingston. But again, injuries happen, things happen, and things go on the way they're supposed to be. But if Mustafa didn't get hurt, Mustafa most likely would have been the guy holding up that belt at WrestleMania in New York against Daniel Bryan. And it's crazy to think that because not a lot of people do talk about that, but I'm gonna bring up the 100,000 pound elephant in the room. Like that's what would have happened. But again, I think that would have been a great starting point for Johnny and then move him into the main roster. And then if you want to move him into the main roster, a lot, I know people are kind of thinking, well, Jose, what show will you put him on? I would agree with my brother Wade. I would put him on SmackDown. I think SmackDown would be the perfect show for him. I think it would be great for him to go for a title like the IC title, not right away. I would like to see him earn his due first, and then go right into it. If he was to go for the IC title, let me tell you, think about it. Think about matches with him and Nakamura. Like, two of the most popular and two of the greatest NXT wrestlers of all time. Imagine the matches those two guys would have. If you let Nakamura go and he still has the IC title after NXT Toronto, TakeOver Toronto. Imagine that. Like, holy shit. I'm just thinking right now, Nakamura Gargano. Sign me up. I'll be there. Or even Gargano, Aleister Black. You can rekindle that feud that they had over at NXT. He knocks on the door and says, I think I want to fight Aleister next. Why not? Or him and Finn. Why not? What if Finn comes back after his time off and he catches the IC title back? and gives Johnny a shot. I think that'll be great. You know, I know a lot of people always talk about, well, the IC title hasn't been on television, this and that. Well, you know, this is some of the ways that you can fix some of those issues, you know. Right now, you have CN also on SmackDown. He can win the IC title, and him and Johnny could rekindle another feud. Like, there's so many people that Johnny can work with on the main roster with on either SmackDown or Raw that I think will be beneficial for him. But I do, like, I love you, heck, but I disagree. I don't think he's going to get lost in the shuffle. I think they're going to protect him. They're going to do really good by him. And I think he's going to be continue being a household name, you know, in the next couple of years. This is a guy that's loved by the fans. He's a people person. He loves his fans. Look, all of us met him. Look how much respect he treated us with. And, you know, we were able to share our personal stories with him of some of the memories that we have of watching him wrestle. You know, I think he's great for the company. I think he's a company guy. And I think he's a guy that not only is amazing in his own right, but he makes other people great. And that's hard to find in a lot of wrestlers nowadays. A lot of wrestlers are selfish and it's about them. Johnny's about, you know, having great matches and you know, telling great stories in the ring. And I think he'll be fine on the main roster. And I think he's too big of a star to get lost. I can't see that happening at all. And now, if it does happen, then that sucks. Then I don't know what's going on over there. I don't know if that's going to, I really don't think that's going to happen. I just look at how Ricochet's journey has been. This is a guy who, if he probably still would have been on NXT TV right now, we might not be talking about Johnny going for the rematch against Adam Cole at TakeOver Toronto. It might have been Adam Cole Ricochet, or it could have been a triple threat. Like, who knows? You know, there's a lot of unfinished business still for Johnny at on NXT, and it's going to be interesting to see how that all plays out, because I know his time there is numbered and we don't know what's going to be next for him, because he might shock the world and defeat Cole adding the 2 out of 3 falls and retain the title. I mean, I'm sorry, and become champ all over again and be on NXT for another couple months. So that's the beauty of wrestling. But in my predictions, though, I think Adam Cole's going to win that title, and that's going to be Johnny's goodbye match, and we'll see Johnny on the main roster either Monday or Tuesday of SummerSlam weekend. So, but yeah, you know, just to wrap up the show, you know, I think there are big things in store for Johnny, and there, I'm gonna sit back and wait to see what that journey looks like. And he's had probably one of, you know, if not the greatest NXT moments of all time. When I think about TakeOver, I think Johnny Gargano. Hands down. He's earned that nickname, Johnny TakeOver. I mean, he's a shoo-in every single TakeOver as the main event. You know, I can't imagine now, a couple years from now, going to an NXT TakeOver and not seeing Johnny on the card or on the main event. It's going to be strange, and it's going to be something that I'm probably going to have to get used to for a very long time. But, you know, that kind of wraps up my wrestler spotlight. I wanted to touch a little bit on Johnny and speak a little bit about his career. And I just wish him nothing but the best. And I will keep you guys posted next week to see what next wrestler spotlight is going to pop up. So stay tuned to our Instagram page, Nerd Empire Wrestling. So if you guys don't follow it, please, you're more than welcome to come through. I chat with every single listener and people that stop by on the page, answer any questions, give my thoughts and opinions on what you guys, you know, want to know, or how you guys are feeling, or some of the questions you guys might have that you might want to get somebody else's opinion on in the world of wrestling. So I'm open for all that, guys. But shout out to you guys. Thank you for all your love and support. And I will continue bringing that real wrestling talk with my new episode, and also with the inaugural episode right now of Wrestler Spotlight. Be blessed, guys. Have a great night. See you guys next week.